Good morning. The sun rises this morning on a free-for-all presidential primary in the state of Oregon, which finds President Johnson alone on the Democratic ticket and a six-way contest on the Republican side. Good weather is expected to bring a turnout of some 265,000 voters to decide the GOP race between Ambassador Henry Cabot Lodge, Governor Rockefeller, Senator Goldwater, former Vice President Nixon, Pennsylvania Governor Scranton, and Maine Senator Smith. Lodge is given the edge at this moment, with Rockefeller gaining rapidly. Commenting on his recent gains in popularity polls, Governor Rockefeller said,
"I don't think that any Republican, and I don't care who he is going to win this election come November with the kind of campaigning that's been going on in this state by absentee representation. It's going to take a hard-fighting campaign, and I put on the kind of campaign in Oregon that I will put on in California, and if I get the nomination, that I'll put on nationally."
Spokesmen for pro-Lodge forces in California are busy, meanwhile, denying that report from ABC correspondent Bill Lawrence, which says Lodge voters will be urged to cast their ballots for Rockefeller in California's primary to stop the Goldwater drive. A Lodge spokesman commented,
"We have no intentions of teaming up with any Rockefeller group in L.A. We are going to have a meeting in Los Angeles on Saturday afternoon with the national people, as well as Jack Kernley of San Diego and Bob Mullen of Los Angeles, but there's no intent of making any discussions with any Rockefeller supporters at all."
And that's the political primary picture this morning. Friction between Michigan's Attorney General Frank Kelly and Governor George Romney appears to be on the increase this morning over the issue of legislative reapportionment. Kelly has blasted the governor for suggesting that the Attorney General's office might be wrong in its opinion that the legislature has no power to reapportion itself. Kelly refers to Romney's statement yesterday that lawmakers should go ahead anyway due to apparent inaction on the part of the Supreme Court and Apportionment Commission. This sort of an attitude on the part of the governor, says Kelly, is apparently a serious proposal that the Constitution should be violated, and those devoted to the rule of law should speak out against the governor. Mr. Kelly did. Senate Republicans and Bobby Baker. That story coming up after this from Northwest Orient.
If you're planning a trip to the Orient, listen closely to this message. Starting May 24th, Northwest Orient Airlines will fly 12 fan jets every week direct from Chicago to Tokyo. And that's 12 more flights than any other airline. That's right. No other airline flies direct from Chicago to Tokyo, just Northwest. Not only that, Northwest fan jets fly a shortcut route to Tokyo, nonstop from Seattle. Your trip is up to 2,000 miles shorter than going via the Mid-Pacific. So if you're looking for a flight to the Orient, look to Northwest. For fanjet reservations to the Orient, call your travel agent or
Northwest Orient Airlines.
The quickest way from Detroit to Tokyo is to fly direct from Chicago on Northwest Orient Airlines.
Senate Republicans are making no bones about the fact that they'll strive to keep alive the investigation of former Democratic aide Bobby Baker. Hot debate in the Senate was climaxed by a party-line vote yesterday in which Democrats defeated a GOP proposal for further Rules Committee probes of the Baker affairs. After the vote, Pennsylvania's GOP Senator Hugh Scott was heard to remark,
"This is hardly orderly senatorial procedure. There was an air of haste and nervousness and a desire to gag the Baker investigation, and 42 senators are now on record as saying they don't want to hear any more about Bobby Baker's misdoings, and above everything else, anybody can be investigated but senators."
Senator Scott on Bobby Baker. Another setback this morning for South Vietnamese government forces in their battle against communist guerrillas. A late report indicates that at least 51 government soldiers were killed and uncounted numbers wounded in a communist ambush north of Saigon. In this country, meanwhile, President Johnson and Defense Secretary McNamara hold further talks on the Vietnamese situation. Time now, 5 minutes past 7, temperature 48 degrees. Bayard Rustin, the man behind last summer's Freedom March on Washington, says today that some 50,000 demonstrators will pick at the Democratic National Convention in Atlantic City this summer to emphasize demands for a strong civil rights plank. He says the GOP convention will be picketed too, but that the Republicans are not so important. 58-year-old Vernon Walston, president of Walston & Company of New York City, one of the country's largest stockbrokers, took his own life last night with a double shotgun blast. Detroit's Common Council has taken note of the Peach Island controversy. That story now from WXYZ City County Bureau Chief Al Kosky.
Peach Island is a wasteland out in the Detroit River that nobody cared much about until Manny Harris came along with the intriguing idea of turning it into a money-making resort. Harris's gem, now a border incident between the U.S. and friendly Canada, has gotten Common Council a bit upset, too. Today, Council will get into the Peach Island plan with city officials, including those who lobbied for the bill in Lansing. Harris, in his zeal to win legislative support, had said the Council favored the project. Yesterday, Council denied that it had ever approved the Peach Island development. It may do so, but first it wants to know what effect the project will have on the city. If Council dislikes Harris's plan, it can ask Governor Romney to veto the legislative action. Meanwhile, there's speculation from the mayor's office today that Mayor Kavanaugh will okay the council's revised budget with only minor changes. He'll go along with the extra $1.9 million in pay raises for city employees. Al Kosky, WXYZ News, City County Bureau.
General Motors and 65 car prices. That story coming up after this from Sinclair.
When a lecturer on waste told his audience that every 6 seconds a car wore out, a man in the back of the hall jumped up. If that car keeps wearing out that fast, he shouted, somebody better start giving that car Sinclair dealer service. Of course, it's not just one car that keeps wearing out every 6 seconds. It's a different car each time. It could be yours. So take the man's advice. Save your car with Sinclair dealer service regularly. Your Sinclair dealer is trained in complete car care, and he puts his training to good use. He lubricates and protects engine, chassis, transmission, differential. He checks and protects radiator, battery, tires, and lights. He used factory-proved Sinclair lubricants, and he doesn't miss a spot. With Sinclair Dealer Service, you know your car is safe to drive, for your Sinclair dealer gives it a complete safety check to stop likely future trouble. So see your Sinclair dealer for service that saves. Drive with care and buy Sinclair at the sign of the Sinclair Dinosaur.
Frederick Donner, board chairman of gigantic General Motors Corporation, says that GM will try to hold the line on 1965 model car prices. Donner predicted at a tour of GM's Milford Proving Ground that if business stays good, the 1964 model run of cars could hit the 8 million mark for the first time in history. The Milford ceremonies marked the 40th anniversary of the test track and the dedication of a new circular test track. Proving Ground Director Lewis Lundstrom told WXYZ News,
this track is perfectly round and perfectly level for 4.5 miles, so we can now operate cars under conditions comparable to a straight and level highway of infinite length. This is the only track ever built to permit perfect stabilization of a test vehicle.
Lewis Lundstrom of the GM Proving Grounds. In Pied Piperish fashion, Michigan's Mobile Governor George Romney heads into the last leg of his whirlwind tour of the state today to promote Michigan Week activities. The governor climaxed his first day of travel from the salt mines of Detroit to the far reaches of the Upper Peninsula, saying he's convinced that Michigan's economy is booming. A strike by 3,700 Bud Company workers here in Detroit has cut deeply into the booming auto industry. Chrysler Corporation says it may have to lay off up to 10,000 workers in its Dodge truck and car plants by Monday. Some 2,800 workers at the Dodge truck plant in Warren were idled yesterday. And Ford has cut back operations at its Wixom assembly plant and says there could be more layoffs later. The weather for metropolitan Detroit, sunny and warmer today with a high of 70. Fair and not as cool tonight with a low of 48. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. Right now, the winds are from the west-southwest at 2 miles per hour, and the temperature in Detroit is 48 degrees. And that's the morning report to this moment.
The morning report with Bob Hart was brought to you by the Fanjet Airline, Northwest Orient Airlines, and by the Sinclair Refining Company. Remember to drive with care and buy Sinclair. The morning report continues at 7:55.
WXYZ.
10 minutes here past 7 o'clock in the morning. This is Dave Prince back in once again for Fred Wolf. Here's Peter and Gordon at A World Without Love.
Please lock me away. I won't stay in a world without love.